Imagine a world where your kitchen counter becomes a laboratory of transformation, where ordinary cabbage metamorphosizes into tangy sauerkraut and sweet tea evolves into effervescent kombucha. This is the world Sandor Katz invites us into, one where we partner with invisible allies that have shaped human civilization since its dawn. Fermentation isn't just an ancient food preservation technique, it's a profound act of cultural reclamation in an era dominated by processed foods and disconnection from traditional foodways. As we face growing concerns about industrial food systems, fermentation offers a revolutionary path back to food sovereignty. The microbes that transform our food represent our most ancient ancestors, the first life forms that emerged when Earth lacked sufficient oxygen. Through these microscopic partners, we can rediscover our place in the grand web of life and reclaim control of our food, health, and cultural heritage. Our bodies host bacterial populations that outnumber our own cells by more than 10 to 1, with approximately 100 trillion bacteria residing in our intestines alone. These bacteria aren't passive hitchhikers. They break down otherwise indigestible nutrients, produce essential vitamins, defend against pathogens, and even modulate gene expression related to immune function. We are, in essence, composite organisms, walking ecosystems rather than isolated individuals. This understanding transforms how we think about food. The Japanese, for instance, possess specific seaweed digesting enzymes acquired from marine bacteria not found in North American gut microbiomes, a testament to how our diet shapes our metabolic capabilities through the microbes we consume. Modern hyperhygienic processed foods deprive us of these environmental reservoirs of microbial genes that allow adaptation through lateral transfer. By consuming bacteria-rich living foods, we build genetic reservoirs inside our intestines that enhance our metabolic capabilities and strengthen our immune systems. Fermentation creates compelling, complex flavors that form the backbone of gourmet cuisine worldwide. From olives cured in brine to the vast array of cheeses whose varieties stem from different bacteria and fungi, from sourdough breads to prized meats like salamis and prosciutto, fermentation enhances our culinary experiences in countless ways. The process fundamentally involves manipulating environmental conditions to encourage beneficial organisms while discouraging harmful ones. The profound connection between microbial cultures and human culture is no coincidence. Both represent communities perpetuating themselves through time. Fermented foods appear in every culinary tradition worldwide. Immigrants crossing continents and oceans have carried their sourdoughs and fermentation starters with them as tangible embodiments of culture, deeply embedded in human desires and cravings. Alcohol, in particular, has shaped human cultural development for at least 9,000 years, functioning as a holy sacrament in both indigenous traditions and major world religions, connecting humans with gods and ancestors across cultures. Though historically valued primarily for food preservation, fermentation offers considerable health benefits now confirmed by modern science. The process pre-digests food through bacterial and fungal enzymatic action, breaking down organic compounds into more accessible forms. Through this microbial digestion, minerals become more bioavailable and difficult-to-digest compounds are broken down. Fermentation often increases levels of B vitamins and creates unique micronutrients absent in raw ingredients. Japanese natto, for example, contains nattokinase, an enzyme with potent fibrinolytic activity beneficial for cardiovascular health and potentially helpful with Alzheimer's disease. In cabbage fermentation, compounds break down into isothiocyanates and indole-3-carbinol, which have cancer-preventive properties. Fermentation can also remove various toxic compounds from foods, sometimes transforming anti-nutrients into nutrients. high cyanide cassava tubers are detoxified through fermentation, while the process also reduces naturally occurring nitrates and oxalic acid in vegetables and can biodegrade certain pesticide residues. The basic technique for fermenting vegetables follows one fundamental principle. Keeping vegetables submerged under liquid creates a selective environment where oxygen-dependent organisms cannot grow, encouraging beneficial acidifying bacteria. The simple chop-salt-pack-wait process underlies most vegetable fermentation traditions. While salt isn't absolutely required, it significantly improves taste, texture, and preservation potential by pulling water from vegetables, keeping them crisp, creating a selective environment favoring lactic acid bacteria, and extending preservation by slowing fermentation. For sour tonic beverages like kombucha or water kefir, you'll need starter cultures that are self-perpetuating. Some starters, like ginger bug, can be easily created at home by mixing grated ginger, sugar, and water, then stirring frequently and adding more ginger and sugar daily until vigorously bubbly. Others require obtaining SCOBY, symbiotic community of bacteria and yeast, cultures from enthusiasts or commercial sources. These cultures grow abundantly with use, making them easy to share and spread. Grains and starchy tubers form humanity's most basic daily staples, but their dense, dry qualities make them difficult to digest without fermentation. They contain anti-nutrients like phytic acid that bind essential minerals and inhibit absorption. Fermentation transforms these compounds, neutralizing their harmful effects and increasing nutrient bioavailability. The simplest grain fermentation method is soaking, which activates both the dormant seed and its surface microbes. Water revives bacteria and fungi on grain surfaces, initiating fermentation while the grain begins its germination process. Milk fermentation follows similar principles of transformation. Throughout history, most people consumed milk primarily in fermented forms, which stabilized the highly perishable substance. As lactic acid bacteria digest lactose, they create acid that causes casein proteins to separate and rebond into a continuous meshwork, transforming liquid milk into a fragile solid that separates into curds and whey. From yogurt and kefir to countless regional cheese varieties, fermentation creates dairy products that are more digestible, nutritious, and longer lasting than fresh milk. We must reclaim our food. Today's supermarket shelves showcase products of a globalized system built on proprietary genetics, synthetic chemicals, monocultures, long-distance transportation, factory processing, wasteful packaging, and energy-intensive refrigeration. This system destroys the earth, our health, economic vitality, and robs us of dignity by breeding dependency. Start by fermenting something, anything. Make sauerkraut in your kitchen, brew kombucha on your counter, or culture yogurt in your oven with the light on. Each jar of bubbling vegetables or tangy sourdough connects you to ancestors who developed these techniques over millennia. Through these living foods, build relationships with local farmers, share cultures with neighbors, and rediscover the joy of creating rather than merely consuming. By engaging life forces through practices like fermentation, we consciously cultivate a web of relationships that extends beyond our individual bodies. We practice cultural revival and reconnect with our context in the living world. In a time of growing disconnection, fermenting foods offers a tangible way to reclaim our heritage, improve our health, and participate in a quiet revolution. One jar, one loaf, one culture at a time.